Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Lamed Vav in the Oiz Vader edition, Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting at the top of the Amud. We learned in the Mishnah the different shiurim of what is the size of Truma, how much of a portion of Truma one needs to give. So Tanakama held that Ayin Ro is Echad Mishishim, Ayin Beinuni says Echad Mechamishim, Ayin Yof is Echad Me'arboim. But Shammai hold that's another 10. The Ayin Yofo is Echad Mishloishim, Ayin Beinu is Echad Me'arboim, Ayin Ro is Echad Mechamishim. Then the Gemara says if a person did Truma, and by mistake he did less than he usually does. Usually he does Echad Mechamishim, he did only Echad Mishishim. So then what? Then you say he doesn't have to do more Truma because he did the minimum amount that Rabbanon required him to do. And if he does do the Truma, it's not a real Truma, and he's still obligated to give Meiser out of these fruits that he's using for Truma. Continues the Gemara now and says, our Girsa says the words Lotzucha Deloi means Dabar Pashut. If you look at the Gars Sagro, he takes out the words Lotzucha Deloi. And we start from the next words. Kemoy Denan Amrim, Torum V'Olo B'Yadoi, Echod Mishishim, that's the Girsa of the Goyen that Rab Chaim uses. We hold if a person did Truma Echod Mishishim, 160, which is 1.6%. So the din is Truma, Vein Tzech Litroim. So that's going to be Truma. And then more than that, he doesn't have to do. So even though now he's really interested in giving more Truma, he already was Yotze, the afrosh of Truma that he needs to do. So if so, that's what we hold regarding Tanakamo. So the same thing will be with Babi Chamai. Ken B'Chamo Oimim Tolo V'Olo B'Yodo Echad Mechamishim. If a person did Truma, and he was intending to do Echad Me'arboim, which that's the Ayin Beinu according to B'Chamo. But by mistake, he did less. He did only Echad Mechamishim. Instead of doing 2.5%, he did only 2%. So then that's Truma of Ein Tzorech Litroim. So then that will be Truma, and he doesn't have to do more Truma. But if he did less than that, if he did less than 2%, so the Chor according to B'Chamo, he didn't do the minimum amount that Rabbanon require. The same thing according to Tanakamo, if he did anything less than Echad Mishishim, as the Mishnah brought an example, he did Echad Mishishim Achas, did a little bit less than 160, so then he could still go and do Truma. So also according to B'Chamo, it will be the same thing. If he did less than Echad Mechamishim, which is the Ayin Ro, so then he could go back and do Truma. Says the Gemara, no. Omar B'Chanina Ba'isi, Loi Tani Bar Kopo, Ela Torom Ve'Olo Be'odo Mechamishim Ve'ad Shishim Truma Ve'ein Tzuch Litro. Meaning, B'Chamo didn't say the Ayin Ro is Echad Mechamishim, which means 2%, and that's it. B'Chamo agreed that Ayin Ro has a range. They agree with Chachamim that Ayin Ro is until Echad Mishishim. If you do Echad Mishishim, it's your Yoitz according to Beit Shammai as Ayin Ro as well. It's not less than the minimum shear of Rabbanon. Just Beit Shammai hold that from Echad Mechamishim, at Echad Mishishim, from 2% to 1.6%, that range is all Ayin Ro. If anybody did Echad Mishishim or more until Echad Mechamishim, he's Yoitz Truma under the category of Ayin Ro. So if a person did Truma by mistake, and he did more than 1.6%. Even Beit Shammai will agree that he did the minimum amount required, and therefore he doesn't have to do more. If he does more, it's not real Truma, and he has to do a Froshes Meiser from it. Continues the Gemara and says, Chozor v'hoisiv chaya b'maisers. So if he added more than the minimum amount, he wants to add more Truma, he's obligated to give Meiser. Says the Gemara, of Isi b'sha b'yukharam b'miskaven liftor es kiryoy. Meaning, when he did his original Froshes, he took out fruit, he says, this will be pointed to the carry, this will be all the Truma that I need to do. Then he looks at it and says, oi, I did less than usual. Usually I do 2%, and this is only 1.6%. So then we said, because you had in mind to do a frasha that is pointed to the carry, that exempts the pile from Truma, and that's what you wanted to be yaitse, you're yaitse. Yes, you didn't do as much as you wanted, but that's good enough. Aval im eino miskeven liftor es kiryo, but if his mindset is not that I want to right now do all the truma that I need to and be poiter, he says I'm going to do now truma and I may want to do more later. I'm not right now finishing the truma I'm going to do. Afilu achas al achas. Then a person can add as much truma as he wants, even if he does 50% of the carry truma is also okay, because when he did it, he said I'm going to do some truma. And I'm still going to give more, maybe more Kohanim are going to pass by, I'll be happy to give them more Truma. So even though in the first Afrasha, he did already the 1.6%, which is the minimum amount of Echad Mishishim, But because when he did it, he had in mind to give more, he could add to the truma, and this truma will be a full truma that is potter mina meiser. Kehano amar no. Kemoit shu lamad. He always go based on what he usually does. If he always does echad mechamishim, so he can add to the echad mechamishim until echad mechamishim. Meaning, Rav Kehano is agreeing with what Rabbi Yochanan said, that if his mindset when he did the first hafrasha was to do only this truma, he can't do more. But if his mindset was to do more, he could add more. But how much can he add more? Here's where Rav Kehano argues Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says he can add even to do 50% of the carry truma. And Rav Kehano says no, he can do only up to the amount that he usually does. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, I feel hakas, hakas. Rabbi Yochanan said that he could do even 50% of the carry. Va'atanina kamoy shulamut. Ask the Gemara, but look at the end of our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, in the end, it says, if a person went and did less than the minimum amount, he did 161, so then he can add truma, but how much can he add truma, says the Mishnah? Up to what he's used to doing. That was the lashon of the Mishnah. You could go and do only as much as you want to do, as you usually do. You can add up to 50%. Says the Gemara, shloi lifchus. No, what the Mishnah means to say is don't do less than what you used to do. So if a person went, he did truma. He says, oh yeah, I made a mistake. I usually do 1 out of 50, and now I did 1 out of 61. So the din is, go back and do more. Don't do only to get to 1 out of 60, which is the minimum amount. Do what you used to do. At least get to the 1 out of 50 they usually do. But if you want to do more, and you want to get to 50% of the carry, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have the right to do that. Says they want another answer. Omer Rabbi Elazar, I'll give you a different answer according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because if you look back at the Mishnah, the lashon of the Mishnah was, you could do it with exact measurement. Usually, as we said in the Mishnah, the din is that a person has to do me'umot, he has to do an approximate. The way to do trumo is not to measure it. But here, when he's adding in something which he already did, because midoraisa was a yitzit trumo, he already did the trumo. Midoraisa, even the smallest amount is enough. And now he just wants to add to come to the qualification of a truma derabanan, he can measure it. So says Rabbi Lazar, that's what the Mishnah is saying. When you come to add on truma that you already did, because you didn't do enough, and you want to get to the amount that you usually do, you can even do it b'mida, you can even go and measure it to get to that amount. You want to add more, of course you can add more. But if you want to be very exact and measure exactly, even though usually the halacha is don't measure exactly, do it in approximate. As we learned earlier in the Masechta, because you want a person to give more, to give b'ayin yafa, to give more than he's used to, but when you're adding in truma that was already done, you could be exact to get to the mida. But if he wants to add more, he can add more according to Rabbi Yochanan. And after the Gemara concludes in Amud Beis, in Miskaven Lohisif, if he wants to add more, Afilu Kama, that's the Gersa of Rabbi Chaim. He can add as much as he wants. Says the Gemara, meaning the Mishnah said, that if a person did Echad Mishishim, which is the minimum amount, and he usually does more, he should not add. And if he does add, it's obligated in Meiser. But if he did Echad Mishishim Achas, and he did it less than the minimum amount, then he does have to add. But the Mishnah did not mention, is it Chayav Meiser or not Chayav Meiser? It just said that you're Chayav in Truma, but is it a full Truma that's Potter Ben Meiser or not? So we learn with Pashtus, the Losh of the Mishnah sounds, that he's Potter Ben Meiser, and that will be the Duke of the Gemara in the end of the Amud. But right now the Gemara is coming to explore that. Or says it just says you do truma. Is it obligated in Meiser, this truma? I mean, it's not a real truma because you're just adding on the truma deraisa? Or it is potter bina Meiser because it's considered to be a full truma? Omer le mishum yochid and ishoine oiso. He says this part of the Mishnah, I say the Rabbi Yudo, the Shitas Yochid, he's the one who said it. The Gemara explains, what do you mean? Ma lechiyuv oliftar. You're saying the name of Rabbi Yudo, that it's chayav in Meiser or it's potter in Meiser in this case. In Teimel Chiyuv, if you're saying that according to Rabbi Yudo, it's still Chayav in Meiser, Nicho. Meaning, if you're saying that according to Rabbi Yudo, you're Chayav in Meiser, but according to Chacham, you're Potter, so it makes sense. Rabbi Yudo and Chacham are arguing how valid is this Truma. That according to Rabbi Yudo, it's not so much of a Truma, that's why it's Chayav in Meiser, and about all it is, it's Mamash a Truma Gemur. But in Teimel Iftar, if you tell me that Rabbi Yudo is the one who says that's Potter in a Meiser, I mean it's really considered to be Truma. So how can you say the Chachamim are arguing? Uma in Rabbi Yudo, this is Shlomo Mukov. Rabbi Yudo said in the end of our Mishnah that this truma you can do even shalom in a mukaf. A regular truma you have obligation to do in proximity to the other fruits. But here this is not a real truma, so you can do even shalom in a mukaf. So if Rabbi Yehuda that showed me in the Mishnah that he considered this to be not such a valid truma, because he said you could do shalom in a mukaf, he says potter, you potter in a meiser. Rabbanon delays to shalom in a mukaf. Rabbanon that say no, you have to do it in proximity like a regular truma. I mean, they're treating this more as a truma than Rabbi Yehuda. Like kol shekin, so of course they're going to hold it's potter in a meiser. So what does Rabbi Yehuda mean to say? It's only a shitas yachid. So Mashma the Gemara is saying Rabbi Yehuda is telling Mishlakish is. I hold the shitas yachid that's chayv and meiser. Rabbi Yehuda the holds is not a valid truma. Rabbanon that argue and they say it's a real truma, you have to do it mina mukov. They hold it's potter in a meiser. The Gemara goes on and says also Rabbi Yisi of Isi b'shem Shimon Lakish. He said name of Mishlakish to seves truma chayev is meiseres. It is chayv and meiser. It's not considered to be a full truma if you already did the truma d'oraisa. Says the Gemara of Yisi a Mishnah loy omrakin using this kirso of the Vilna Goyen. Mishnah did not say that. The Mishnah doesn't sound like Mishlakish. Says the Gemara, Omar Abzeir Lab Isi, Haidomasni. So which Mishnah are you referring to? The Lord Agive, he did not answer him. Omar Lei, the Dilmo Hadod, maybe talking about the Mishnah that we just said over here by us. Tarum, Rolo Beyadoi, Mishisha Vahachat, person made a mistake and he did less than the minimum shear. Trumo, what he did is Trumo, Vyachzor Vyistrim. He needs to add to the Trumo. That was the Losh of our Mishnah. Filaitoni Allah doesn't say there chazor v'hoisiv chayav and meisers. The Mishnah doesn't say that if he did add is chayav and meiser, as the Mishnah says in the previous sentence. In the previous sentence, what does the Mishnah talk about? If a person did echol mishishim, which is the minimum amount, he doesn't have to add truma. And if he did add, it's chayav and meiser. The next sentence says if he did less than echol mishishim, he did echol mishishim v'akas, so then he does have to do truma. And the Mishnah then doesn't mention anything about meiser. Mashma from the Losh of the Mishnah, he doesn't have to do any Maestras, because only if he did the correct minimum shear, he's Chayav and Maeser. But if he did less than correct shear, the Mashmos of the Mishnah is that he is Potter and a Maeser. Not like with Shlakish, but more works like how Rabbi Yochanan said it. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos, Daf Lamed Vov.